At least 200,000 gallons of crude oil a day, and perhaps much, much more, continue to gush into the Gulf of Mexico. Yesterday, crews did manage to get a 100-ton steel and concrete dome on top of the leak, but a slushy substance called hydrates formed and clogged it up. It's forced BP officials now to consider alternatives. Now, if they can't get the containment dome to work, it could be weeks, even months, before the oil can be stopped. It's been nearly 3 weeks since the Deepwater Horizon exploded and sank into the Gulf of Mexico. Now, the crew aboard the rig are telling their story. And tomorrow, on Morning Edition, we'll broadcast an interview with one of the survivors. Christopher Choi told NPR's Joseph Shapiro how he tried to save a crewmate.
We got about halfway over to him from where we were. I don't know what was on fire over there. Just like a giant acetylene torch. I mean, there was no way we could get through those flames. They started hollering to abandon the rig. And that was a real hard deal, knowing that I knew that we couldn't get to him, and they're hollering for everybody to leave. That's probably the hardest thing I've ever had to do and the hardest decision I've ever had to make in my life.
That's Christopher Choi, one of the crew members of the Deepwater Horizon. You can hear the entire interview tomorrow on NPR's Morning Edition and watch a video from the interview online at npr.org.